Speaking of hypocrisy, he's saying, listen, all President Trump wants to do is just find a diplomatic way out.
The desire the president has, his preference, is to find a diplomatic way that these problems can be solved. That's always the president's preference. He would much rather have me and the Department of State solve this problem than the Department of War having to solve this problem. But the problem's going to be solved one way or the other. So we've made some progress over the last 48 hours working with our partners in the Gulf region on an outline that could ultimately, if it succeeds, leave us not just with a completely open straits, and I mean open straits without tolls, and with addressing some of the key things that underpin what has been Iran's nuclear weapons ambitions in the past. So we think we've made some progress on the outline of something that, if it works, could give us that outcome.
How many caveats can you have on a deal? Okay, we have the potential outlines of a possible plan that might work if everybody, good grief, man, do we have anything or not? This is just another one of the ham-fisted, incompetent ways we do negotiations. You don't come out and say, we have a deal, we have the outlines of a deal, and everything is about to be fine. And then when your Secretary of State, your chief diplomat, comes out and says, we literally have nothing.